Thank you for being with us. Welcome back. It is 9:38 in the morning. News Radio 830 KHV monitoring the terrible crash of that German airliner in the Alps. And there are, see, this is what I was saying last hour, troubling questions about what transpired. There's analysis of the debris and the crash site. And anyway, I'm just going to wait, but everything was just way too curious about how this all transpired. You're on News Radio 830 KHVH. It is the Rick Amata program. Let's see. It goes God, family, country, and then very close behind my love lineup is automobiles and cars. The recent First Hawaiian International Auto Show was just a delight. And when Rob said, hey, listen, we have a chance to talk with Gary Shearing about the education aspect of cars, I said, well, we need to basically give Gary about 7-8 hours. We should be able to work our way through, right?
Yeah.
Gary Shearing joins us today. Gary, how are you doing today?
Hi. Thanks, Rick. Nice to be here.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. How long with Cutter Group, and what are you doing today?
Well, all told, with Cutter, I've been almost 20 years.
Yeah.
I got about 30 years in the car business here locally, and today I run a training center for the Cutter Automotive Galleries called the Cutter Automotive Training Center.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
First of its kind, I think, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. The only one here in the state, I believe, so yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Got to get to the beginning, though. We were talking a little bit before we came on. You have a mad passion for cars. I look at you as the pro, and I'm kind of like the guy in the seats watching watching the game go on, but how did this all start with you, this love of automobiles, et cetera?
Well, I'd have to admit it started as a kid for me, right? Building model cars and taking auto mechanics classes and body shop classes. And I was in the Marine Corps here at Kaneohe Bay for 4 years in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for a job. I was an electrician at the time. And at the time, there was about a one-year waiting list to get in the electrical union.
Yeah.
And so my buddy, another hockey player buddy of mine, says, man, you got to try selling cars. I've heard you talk to people. You could probably make like $2,000 a month. And I thought, $2,000? Well, what do I do with all that extra money?
Right. I still say that today in the radio business.
So that was it. One day I was a Marine. The next day I was on a car lot. And that was last June, made 30 years.
Wow. That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
What was the industry? What was the business like then? And kind of do a compare to where it is today.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's that much difference in selling a product. Selling a car, like selling anything, is a relationship business. It's getting to know people, getting them to like you and listen to you and trust you, and ultimately they buy from you. I think if there's been much of a difference in our industry, it's been in the management side. You know, we used to work for some dinosaurs, you know, some guys who would browbeat you and
mm-hmm.
say things to you that weren't, you know, just weren't that nice, and they'd blow people out at the drop of a hat and get somebody else, and that was kind of how it was. And after a while, I think they realized there's an expense to turning over personnel.
Yeah.
And if you could just learn how to work with people and train them better, and they become more loyal to you and more productive, I think if there's been much of a change, it's been in the management side of things.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's great. Listen, I've been blessed to virtually in transactions have a pretty good experience. There have been a couple though where I just sit there and went, are you kidding me? Really? This is how we're gonna, as I'm walking out.
right.
And tell us a little bit about the education aspect, and especially with what you're spearheading. You touched upon that between management and staff. How about now with staff and customer?
Well, yeah, I think that's part of the insight that the Cutter family has come up with. You know, they wanted to reinvest in their own people, and I believe that part of the reason that salespeople, car salespeople specifically, have gotten a bad reputation is this is still a commission business. They work on straight commission, and there's a little bit of pressure there. And you know, when a guy runs out of things to say to a customer, sometimes they end up, you know, saying things they shouldn't be saying. And I think that's where the problem lies, is the reason this training center exists is to give our own salespeople the tools they need to operate as a professional in the business and not having to resort to saying things that they really shouldn't be saying. So we specialize in the process and also the technique, what to say and when to say it and that type of stuff. So.
Yeah, being accurate with the information and being able to deliver
on
what you promise.
You don't have to lie to people
right.
to sell a product. It's just you don't have to.
Yeah.
So
Gary Shearing is in studio with us, thoroughly enjoying conversation so far. When was it established, and where did the idea come from?
Well, it originated from Mark and Jared Cutter, our company's owner, and I got a call one day, and they said, we got this idea, we'd like to talk to you about it, and I had worked for the Cutter family already for 14 or 15 years previously, and so we went out to dinner one night, we talked about it, and really their idea was they wanted to start an academy or a Cutter University or whatever you want to call it to train their people, to start by training salespeople. We've worked it into management classes. We have classes and curriculum for just about anybody that's going to touch a customer at any level, receptionist to service advisor to salesperson to management to finance. We've got curriculum for all those various roles.
Mm-hmm.
And so
this might be an obvious question, but I'll ask it anyway. In order to participate, you must be a member of the Cutter family.
Well, the classes we have for our existing employees, you know, I'll do some in-store training. I've got a training center down on Almoana Boulevard where we'll have regular classes meeting there with managers or various groups of people in our organization. But we also have a new person class, which I've got one coming up here on April 6th. We'll be at the job fair at the Blaisdell on the 1st, and we recruit new people, really. I'm looking for specific things when I'm interviewing people. So a person could apply at one of the stores, and then it would be forwarded down to me at the training center, and I'd spend some time with them. And I'm looking for fairly specific personality traits and talents. And,
right.
So if I find those, then we'll invite you to come to the class, and we even pay you while you're in class.
That's tremendous. Gary, this is awesome. We also mentioned, and thank you for serving in the U.S. Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Deeply appreciate it. Talk to our friends who are veterans and or who perhaps will be transitioning out of duty and maybe looking for a great career.
Sure, yeah. Actually, people coming out of the armed forces and service are ideal candidates for this. You know, they've already learned responsibility and discipline and chain of command and, you know, structure. And, you know, they make excellent candidates in the business world in general, and specifically sales and management. So we really encourage people who are coming out of the service and looking for another career to check out what we're doing. And we've got a great training program. And the class itself is designed for people with no previous car sales or sales experience, for that matter. And we started right from scratch. And it's been very successful, mm-hmm. actually, so far. We've been doing it about 3 years now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So this means that you have some graduates, and maybe it's kind of like asking who your favorite child is. I don't want to be unfair, but
okay. Maybe
you can relate a story of somebody who came into the program, successfully completed, and where are they today?
Yeah. Well, we're already starting to promote some of the graduates of the new sales class into management roles already. We've got a couple of people that have already moved themselves up. I've got quite a few examples of people who've been through the class and first month out, 26 cars, their first month out. We've got one of the fellows just graduated in February. I think this is the first full month of selling cars, and I think he's going to crack over $10,000 this month. So we've got a number of stories like that of people coming right out of class and really mm-hmm. adapting to this quickly. And to be fair about it, you know, salespeople, just like with customers, is a numbers game. You know, as well as we try to interview them and select for the right reasons, sometimes we miss the mark.
Sure. Understand.
And some of them will fall by the wayside, but we're always recruiting and looking for talent, and if we find that right person who's got the right personality and characteristics, and we provide them with good, solid, fundamental training of being in the sales business and give them a little bit of product knowledge, and, you know, they've got the potential for greatness, and that's really what we're looking for.
If folks are interested in signing up or at least contacting you directly, Garrett, mm-hmm. what's the best way to do that?
Well, like I said, we're going to have a new class starting on April 6th. We've got some spots in the newspaper in the employment section. We're going to be at the job fair on the 1st. And then if they just want to call any of the Cutter dealerships and just inquire about applying for a spot, they'll forward the application down to me at the training center, and I'll call you in, and we'll talk a little bit and see if it's a good fit for you.
Tremendous. Share with us number of dealerships makes that you're that you have out in the marketplace and all that, Gary.
Yeah, we've got locations downtown on Almoana Boulevard where we've got the Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Fiat Mazda right downtown near Ward Avenue. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Pearl City, which is a Dodge Chrysler Jeep location over there. And then we've got our Waipahu two locations, Mazda and Buick and GMC at those two locations out there. So we've got five different locations that we're staffing.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
I can take a short break real quick.
Sure.
Can we spend a few minutes and talk about some cars?
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind?
Love
and
to.
And we'd like to do that together with Gary Shearing, who is in studio. We have a few minutes remaining before the top of the hour. When we return, we will get together with Gary. If there's something on your mind, want to jump in with automobiles, et cetera, feel free. We're going to be back right after this.
Brew Bar, handcrafted coffee, because you know the difference. Explore the caffeine possibilities at two locations in Honolulu, 119 Merchant Street and at 675 Auahi Street. Brew Bar, coffee for you, not the crowd.
Have you heard about the new Words with Friends? Now you can practice offline with solo play or find your best opponent with the community match feature. If you haven't played lately, download new Words with Friends on the App Store or Google Play today. May the best friend win.
Do you have serious business or personal tax issues with the IRS or state because of unfiled returns? Do they claim you owe over $10,000? Don't wait for the government to seize your assets or shut down your business. You need to act now. For the first time in over 20 years, the IRS has made changes in their forgiveness programs that actually favor you, the taxpayer. Stop procrastinating and get protected from the IRS and state collectors immediately by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Professionals. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents has over 35 years experience dealing with the IRS and state and can stop collections and negotiate your tax debt down to the lowest amount allowed by law. We will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games, just serious representation. So call now. 800-260-7191. That's 800-260-7191. U.S. Tax Professionals. 800-260-7191. Call now.
Now, more Rick Hamada on News Radio 830 KHVH.
So listen, if you're concerned about your hair, if you need stronger, healthier, fuller hair, if you're losing your hair in the brush or the shower, Provia, the all-natural hair thinning therapy, that can help you with all this and more. Folks all over the country have been enjoying it, been using it. Provia attacks the three main reasons for thinning hair, reactivates your aging follicles, and you'll get the compliments, believe me, on that improved hair. And if you don't, guess what? It is guaranteed or your money back. By the way, Provia works for both men and women. If you've colored or treated your hair with anything else, you're fine too. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results, absolutely free. Give a call to 800-543-5830, 800-543-5830. If you call right away, you could get upgraded to priority shipping for free. That's not bad, 800-543-5830. We were chatting about the car show recently, and for folks who attended, if you walked in on the right-hand side, we were just chatting about that beautiful orange Charger. You mentioned 69, 68?
Yeah, 69.
69. And yeah. The pulse races a little bit when you see a beautifully restored classic muscle car like that on display. Yeah. I would imagine the heart would race a little more, Gary, if we came to your house, found one in your driveway.
that might
top that a little bit.
Yeah.
That whole era of automobiles, what is it that really makes you such a great fan?
Well, for me, the muscle car was the car of all cars, right? The big engines, the smaller bodies, some of the streamlined bodies. I just love that era of cars, right? I'm a big fan. The other car I really loved was the 55 Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's another one of the cars I'd love to own. And but the muscle car specifically, the Chargers, the Barracudas, the Mustangs, the Camaros, Chevelles,
right.
That was just
Chevelle.
That era was just something I just
the Duster.
Fell in love.
Can we throw
Duster,
the Duster
yeah,
in there?
Right,
yeah,
Duster,
a little bit.
Yeah, right. I was a teenager, I guess, at that time. So for me, that was like, got to have one of those.
That's a prime time, man.
Yeah,
that is prime time.
Yeah.
The love affair with Mopar and the muscle days and all of that is perpetuated even today through movies, theater, things of that nature, television shows, and the spate of car programs that are on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I will sit there. I'll just watch the auctions as they wheel them out, one
yeah,
right
Barrett
after
Jackson
the other.
Auction, yeah.
Barrett Jackson.
Those. Yeah.
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 And so the updated versions, if you will, with the newer models of the Charger, the Challenger, and things of that
yeah.
nature. What do you make of that resurgence?
Well, I love the new, I guess they call them retro cars,
yeah.
right? Yeah, the Chargers, the Challengers, the Mustangs, Camaros, they're all kind of coming back. And I love the body style. Of course, they've all got the latest technology, bigger engines, but also more fuel-efficient engines somehow.
Right. Yeah.
Managed to do that, right? Make it more powerful and still get better gas mileage of all things. So, yeah, I love that. Just driving them. I've just mentioned as we were on break there, I had a Challenger with a, you know, it's almost a 500 horsepower engine with a 6-speed manual transmission in it. That thing gets up and goes, man. It just throws you back in your seat. That's the thrill of driving a car like that.
Yeah. Okay. Now yeah. I'm starting to go. Like, can we get a couple sets of keys over here to the studio? Let's go ahead and throw a pair of those headphones on there. Gary, if you wouldn't mind, we're going to go to Ed out in Kalihi for Gary Shearing. And, Ed, good morning to you.
Hey, good to talk to you again. Gary, you just said the magic words when you said 55 Chevy. I owned my favorite car, which was a 55 Nomad. 55 Chevy Nomad. I drove to Florida and bought it for $450. All the glass was good. It had factory air, power windows, and a vacuum suck ashtray.
ashtray.
It would suck the ashes out of it, but I think it was one of their early cars with air conditioning, actually. That car, we kicked it out to a 301, and it had a 4-speed, 220 high gear, first gear, and 411s in the back, and that car was lightning. It was just great fun. We always built small blocks, and usually Chevrolets. We did a lot of C-gas, or C-altered and D-gas dragsters in Indiana. And if you don't play basketball, you drive sports
cars. That's exact. Boy, yeah. You are right on the money.
I am telling you what, and I'll share this with you, Rick, very quickly because I want everybody to be able to get in. One year at the Ford dealership that opened in Sullivan, Indiana, Bob Brown, they had an opening ceremony, and Mario Andretti was the guest host, and he's the celebrity guest. And my band played the gig. We're like 14 years old. And Mario, he doesn't know anybody. He's standing around hanging with the band. And he goes, "Do you boys drag race?" I said, "Well, hello. We're kids in the Midwest. That's exactly what we do." And he strapped myself and my buddy, who ended up being Ken Kirkman, the sheriff of Sacramento, into an AC Cobra and took us out and scared the crap right out of us. Classic story. So I run into he and Dan Gurney at the Long Beach Grand Prix during the vintage show, and I walk up and I recounted that story. Dan Gurney looked at Mario Andretti and goes, "Are you kidding? You strapped kids?" The insurance companies would never allow that kind of stuff.
Never.
Today, right?
But just a great experience. And I really appreciate what you're saying. Now, I'm going to tell you the squirreliest one I ever had. I had a 396, 375 horse, 66 Chevelle with 411s.
Oh, yeah.
You could not keep that car in a straight line. Scary.
Yeah.
Guys, have a great day.
Love it, Ed.
Hug Zoe.
Oh, absolutely, brother.
And she bumped the bumper ads. I love that.
All right, my brother.
Listen, you guys have a good one today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's what I mean. Cars, it's not about transportation.
No.
I mean, it's this visceral, you know, love relationship. That you had. I was going to ask Ed the disposition of that wonderful car of his. I didn't want to evoke any sadness or memories of its demise or relocation, but you can totally relate to what he's chatting about, though.
A car is such a personal experience for people. I mean, a lot of people have names for their cars, you know, and so it's a real sentimental attachment to some cars. They're not just transportation getting you from here to there. It's really becomes part of you and your personality. It's almost like a family member.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to ask you before we go, we're going to remind folks about the training center before we do. But there's all kinds of technological applications going on. Ford just came out with a statement that they're going to have you will no longer be able to exceed speed limits. There'll be a governor on.
Oh.
So they've come up with that. Yeah. The driverless car, we've heard ages about.
I just heard about that, yeah.
We had in Back to the Future 3, I think it was. We're supposed to have flying cars by 2015.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Cubs were supposed to win a World Series that same year. I don't think either one's going to happen. But anyway, there's all this technological application. Audi has a car going coast-to-coast right mm-hmm. now, driverless.
Driverless, right.
What do you make of all this? How, as a car guy and in the industry, what does this mean to you?
Well, I'll share with you a little story. When I was just getting into the car business, I kind of used Warren Buffett's thinking about whether or not I was going to stay in it for a while. And he's going to look at stock, and unless he can project a 20-year trajectory of the stock, he's not going to invest in it. So I thought of that about my career. Is the car business going to be around 20 years, 50 years from now?
Right.
And I was convinced it would. I thought to myself, even at this time, even if the cars evolve into something that looks like it's out of the Jetsons,
mm-hmm.
one of those hovercraft floating around, right? People are always going to want their own personal transportation.
Right.
And so I thought, I'm sure that people are always going to want that. So I think there's always going to be a need for this, which means there's always going to be a job for me.
I love that. That's so very well put. I agree 1,000%.
Yeah.
As much as all this other stuff is going to go around, I love the innovations. You mentioned Fiat as part of your family.
Yeah.
I had an old 128 Spider, 1972 back in the day, and I loved it. So to see this variation, everything seems to reinvent itself, but you don't stray that far away from what the origins are.
Yeah. It's a personal transportation. It's something that's part of you. It's, you know, I love some of the cars I've owned over the years. Loved them.
You and me both.
Yeah.
The Cutter Automotive Training Center. Keep an eye out and participate. And it is a wonderful opportunity for so many folks in our community. So, Gary Shearing, the director, thanks so very much. We appreciate it, Gary.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
We'll have you back soon.
Thank you.
Gary Shearing, and that will do it for this edition of the Rick Amata program. Rush is coming up. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
KHVH Honolulu.